All right. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning. We're going to have some fun this morning talking about how to take your You're not going to have a good time. Have a good time this morning talking about how to take your hypnosis business to much new levels. Briefly, there's a theme that I want to just kind of go through the basics of in rapid fire. This idea of what we call a sales funnel, this method of guiding people through the system, guiding people through the interactions in terms of what they can interact with in terms of what we do. Most hypnosis businesses kind of follow this simple format, which would be that here is my website, my business card, whatever it might be, and they're following that mechanism, what can be branded as direct response marketing, which would be, hey, here's my service. Who wants to work with me? Call this number, book your sessions. Stage hypnotist, similar interaction. Here's the service that I provide. Do you want to book me? Call this number. So the story goes back, it's about maybe 2002. And if I was in college and I walked up to this girl and looked at her and just simply said, you and I are going to get married. You and I are going to have children. That probably wouldn't have gone so well. Now, granted, we've now been married for going on about 9 years. We've been together for about 16 years now, and knowing her sense of humor, that probably would have worked. But what I'm getting at here is that so many people in their business, to expand this wonderful metaphor, they're trying to consummate the marriage before the first date. They're trying to go for that close. They're trying to go for that sale, which, to give you a little bit of a preview, the concepts I'm going to be sharing with you. Here's the moment where someone calls me up and they book sessions with me, they book a program with me, and they've been in my system now for going on about 3 or 4 years. There's a moment where I'm sitting at my table here at this event and someone purchases a product online, and the wonders of all things automation systems, I can look and see that person met me at this other convention this many years ago, has interacted with all these webinars, all these podcast sessions, and they've been interacting, and it's 3 years later that they crossed that threshold and became a paying customer. If there ever is a moment, my Virginia hypnosis practice, I'm in Virginia and I do hypnosis, brilliant business name, I know, but that experience where someone calls me up and this happens on a regular basis. They call up and it's that moment where they say, you know, I've been meaning to do this for quite some time. And not to get creepy about it, but I'm able to look in my systems and see, okay, you filled out a form on my website back in 2014. I called you back twice, you didn't return my voicemails, and here we are talking today. What's different now? And whatever answer you get to that is going to be absolutely magical and it's going to inform you where you need to work with that client, what things they need to really help them in their process, rather than just this surface structure of, oh, quit smoking, lose weight, overcome this fear. What's that catalyst? Why are you in front of me on this day? And these are scenarios that kind of go above and beyond what we're here to chat about this morning, yet it all is capable, it all is possible because of one magical little thing. One magical little simple concept, and that is content. And that's specifically where we're talking about today. The opportunity for people to interact with you, the opportunity for people to build value with you, the opportunity for people to build rapport and trust and build that reciprocity, build that social proof, and have all these wonderful triggers inside of their mind to then finally take that moment, cross that line, and then become that paying customer. So recognize that on purpose, this is rather general this morning. Because yesterday I did a whole 2 hour on podcasting. Inside of my hypnotic business systems, we get into in-depth detail of email automation and webinars. But from the bigger picture perspective, that's where we're gonna go today, that the statement that I live behind nowadays in all things sales and marketing, even inside of hypnosis, in terms of how do I approach a client? How do I work with a session? It's very rarely the platform. It's almost always the strategy. So this is kind of a little bit of what I talked about last night, that there's this game sometimes of, oh, you should never use that style of induction. Oh, you should never use this technique with your process. And the stuff is out there. It's very rarely the platform. It's almost always the strategy. I have to credit Richard Nongard with an outstanding story of, I usually don't use aversion, but this woman came into my office and she said, well, the one thing that'll help me out is if you can make me hate cigarettes. And he tells the story that, that was his lawyer's mother. And he's going, okay, we're doing a version today. So that experience of, again, it's not the platform, it's always the strategy. So even as I talk about bigger picture themes like Facebook marketing, webinars, and online promotion, all this stuff works. You just have to have the right strategies behind it. And there's a magical little concept that you're going to leave this workshop with today that'll change most of what you do in terms of your business. And by doing so, you're going to get better responses. More people will be interacting with you. Your phone will be ringing. No hype, but this stuff works. The concept of Thingify, which I just want to let that sit up there for a few moments, and then we'll talk about what that actually is. I can see you also furiously writing down notes, and you may have noticed our good little friend, the video camera, is in this room because I'm going to make this presentation available to all of you. So I'll make that available to all of you. Also, let's just go ahead and do this now. There's two mini courses that I'm sharing with everybody here. One is on the hypnosis side. It's called Go Deep. It's just a mini course all about how to punch up hypnotic deepening strategies, make them more effective. The other thing that I'm offering for free is called Dirt Cheap Videos, that even though I'm standing here with about $3,000 worth of gear, some of the highest performing videos on my website I shot with my phone. And even though I've got thousands of dollars of editing software and I had a full-time video guy for a while, the videos that I shot with my phone and I edited on YouTube, there is free editing software on YouTube, and I teach exactly how to do that step by step. Some of you have already been with me. If you've already filled this out here, just plug in your email address. You'll get the videos of my talks that I'm doing this week, and you'll get those two resources as well. If you are already in my systems, you do have to do that here. And we'll talk about why somewhere inside of this presentation. So with that, my name is Jason Lynette. I'm from Alexandria, Virginia. I see clients there at my Virginia hypnosis office. And then a big part of what I do is also ongoing training. So the Work Smart Hypnosis podcast, the whole Work Smart Hypnosis platform with outstanding podcast sessions featuring wonderful people like Melissa Roth. I'm looking around the room, who else was on it, and many others that you've interacted with here as well. That is my ongoing education as well. That's my opportunity to go, I want to talk to Melissa about something awesome that she does and just feature that. They'll recognize we're going to be talking about content here. So in the scope of all that I've done, my origin story in terms of hypnosis was that I left behind a career working in management and the arts, and I decided, okay, let me move over to this hypnosis thing. Nonprofit theater turns out to be nonprofit for everybody involved. So even though I had the dream job, the initial year of being a hypnotist, it's like, okay, I just have to beat $23,000 a year. Okay, let's make that happen. And since then, I've been six-figure income ever since. So to fold this all into play, though, it comes back to some very simple concepts that people want to build a connection. People want to build that rapport. And it's where, again, to break away from this direct response way of thinking of things of, here's the service, do you want it, yes or no? Let's get rid of that binary choice of either being a yes or a no and change it into that digital response. The increments of something. In my world, everything comes down to either being ready or not ready yet. Pro tip, in terms of a website, you should always have multiple examples of what's called a hard offer or a soft offer. So hard, soft offer. And this is kind of what we're going to be talking about here today. Hard offer is something that could be defined as taking more of an action step. Pick up the phone and call this number. Fill out this transaction form and purchase this product. Fill out this transaction form and sign up for this class. That's going to be more of a hard offer. What's a soft offer? Click this button to learn more. Fill out this form to get more information. Learn 7 steps towards successful smoking cessation. And I could not put more S's into that title. And I take way too much delight in the fact that on purpose, the reason I share my presentations with you is that I implement a lot of the strategies I'm talking about into the presentation that we're doing. Because already, Go Deep, the hypnotic deepening course, Dirt Cheap Videos, those are pieces of content that also have this little formula inside of it. I love and respect all of you and all that you can do in terms of improving the world, wonderful, positive messages as I shared last night. Though as I'd like to stand in front of these types of groups and proudly share, nobody wants your damn newsletter. What do I mean by that? Hey, it's Wednesday. And just because it's Wednesday, here's a whole slew of things I'm going to try to sell you. That's the format of the majority of newsletters that are out there. As opposed to, hey, I have this specific offering called Dirt Cheap Videos. And it's all about how to produce high quality videos for your website using tools you already have. That's a specific piece of content. This concept of a sales funnel would be that here's the chunk of people that are coming in towards the top. These are the people that through some sort of mechanism, either figuratively or literally, you are having them raise their hand and say, I am interested in what you have to offer. I am interested in something that you can share with me. So the message that I often share is that when you try to sell to everybody, you end up selling to nobody. So to make it something specific, some little specific offering that's going to have that collection of people who are interested in what you have to offer, who will raise their hand in some figurative, metaphorical, literal way and say, this is something that I'm interested in. So let me give you a simple example. This goes back to when I left behind the career in management. I was the wizard behind the curtains, making everything cue and all of that. And as I moved over to hypnosis, I had a rather unwelcoming welcome to the profession. Not in a negative way, now that I know these people that this story is about. It's where I'm there at this local meetup group, and the story was they're all saying to me, yeah, you probably shouldn't have quit your day job that quickly. It's going to be really slow your first year. You don't have any real testimonials or feedback. No one's going to send you referrals your first year. See if you can go back to the theater job like part-time and kind of edge your way into it. I'm back at this meetup event the next month, and I had a fully packed schedule. I'm back at this meetup again 2 months or 3 months later, and I'm standing in front of the room teaching them all what I had done. So again, it's not the platform, it's the strategy, and this is part of that strategy. So again, back to that loving phrase, nobody wants your damn newsletter, to make it something specific, and I'll give you an example of exactly where we're going with this. Imagine it's the old classic advice that we've all heard before, go out and give talks. Go out and give presentations. Go out into your community and talk about hypnosis. Talk about what you do. And that's good. And they might give you some sort of dry chicken dinner for lunch, dry chicken lunch. And as I like to say, I do not endorse Will Hypnotize for Food marketing. So imagine here you are. You're that local civic group, fundraising group, Rotary group, Kiwanis group, fill in the blank, some sort of lunch and learn at a local business. Those are outstanding possibilities. Do lunch and learn search for your local area, and you'll find businesses, like Fortune 500 companies, organizations that set these things up. And it's where to be there. I'm going to do a talk on hypnosis and what hypnosis is good for. Remember the little cynical phrase I want you to have in the back of your mind, nobody wants your damn newsletter. And what I'm getting at here is to offer something specific. As you turn it into a thing, it gets a response. So perhaps here's this local Rotary group, and there they are, and what is their membership? They're mostly local business owners, right? So they're having to get up and talk about what they do. It's a B&I group, it's a business networking group, whatever it might be, to play the game of what is something that this group would be interested in. And what I'd share with you is there's a magical question that if you let this drive every bit of marketing, every bit of sales, every business thing you'd ever possibly do, you are never selling, you are only ethically guiding to the next step. And that makes it a whole lot more comfortable. I meet a lot of people in this industry who'd be inside of that sort of imposter syndrome concept where they're going, yeah, but I don't like sales. I don't like doing that. Well, sales gets a bad rap because it's done badly most of the time. Brief story, there are so many people, not just in hypnosis, but in all things success and coaching, that do the photos of them with the really expensive sports car. And this cool, like the videos that you'd see pop up, hey, I'm here in my garage, and here's the sports cars behind them. I shot a video like that a couple of years ago, and it was me with the minivan that we just bought. 4-year-old, 6-year-old, yeah, we're getting a minivan. Actually, no, we got the minivan, and then only I was driving it. And then we traded it in. And then as our son was born, my wife goes, sit down. I need you to hear this once. You were right. I was wrong. Let's get a minivan. But let's get this model. So I had a moment of having to say to her, and I was projecting something here of going, okay, so we've done our research. We want a 2011 Honda Odyssey minivan. We want the Touring Elite, because that's the one that has the fold-down widescreen DVD player in the back. And here's the local lot that has three of them, all within 1,000 miles of each other, all within $1,000 of each other. We already have the financing taken care of. What's the strategy? Buy the one that's the less dinged up. And I say to my wife, so you should probably stay home with the kids and I'll be back later with the car. No, that's my car. I'm going to be driving and I'm coming with you. I warned you. Within 5 minutes, she's going, yeah, there's a Chuck E. Cheese across the street. Yeah, you want something safe, right? Oh, you got kids. You want something with entertainment features. Yeah, we're looking at this car that you already, well, we got great, I already have the Capital One check. Just sell me the car. So again, why it gets a bad rap? Because it's pushy, it's stressful. The magical question to always have in the back of your mind is, how can I make that / this easier for you? How can I make that easier for you? How can I make this easier for you? If you let every bit of your sales and marketing follow that formula, well, technically, yes, you're selling, but you're not selling. You're informing. You're guiding. And part of this comes down to a magical little transition, the difference between show and tell. Because I can be there now, let's put this into the format of what we're here to talk about, hypnotic headlines. I would be approaching some sort of local group. Notice that, by the way, I've made it a point, there's no PowerPoint, there's no computers in this presentation. Because as long as you understand the principles inside of this, it doesn't matter what platform you plug it into. This is why I call what I do hypnotic business systems. It's about taking the concepts and the same formulas will apply whether it's a product, whether it's a live service, whether it's a client, whether it's a webinar, whether it's a Facebook marketing campaign, whatever the next thing is. It's the same formulas over and over. So I'm approaching this local group that I'm going to give a talk to. And let's maybe use a small little bit of hypnotic magic and wizardry here of our good friend the Double Bind, which technically is a bit of a false dichotomy, the way that I'm going to do it, but that opportunity to say, hey, local Rotary group, I have two presentations that your group might be interested in. Option number one, and take note, I am making this up on purpose as I do it to show you that this stuff is easy. I'm not going to pull from the archives of what I've done. One presentation is all about techniques to build confidence in public speaking. I know you have a lot of local salespeople. So to build confidence in public speaking, the second is on building better rapport with your clients and building better bonds with the people you work with. Of these two presentations, which one would be the best fit for your group? What did I not do? Hi, I do a talk on hypnosis. Can I come to your group and talk about hypnosis? Now, I can be hypnotic. I teach a 10-minute workshop all about hypnotic language patterns to build better referrals. Now, take note, there's a magical, slightly devious formula inside of this as we're getting started, because you could often get into that analysis paralysis of going, should I do this? Should I do that? I had someone come up to my table going, I've been working on my website for about 9 months. I don't have a niche yet. By the way, it's niche, not niche, because niche rhymes with rich. But I've been working on this. I don't know what to do yet. And instead, it's the mindset of get in and put something in motion. Set it in action. Set it in place. So I proposed two headlines. Hypnotic techniques for better public speaking, or stress relief tactics for the modern professional. And to be completely fair, on purpose, I have not created these presentations yet. I just made them up out of my head. What happens now? Well, here you are, and you're going, you know what, the one about speaking in public, I think our group would find better benefit from that. Great. My schedule's a little full. How about we schedule something about a month out? Okay, great, what does that now mean? I have a month to figure out the content. Now granted, I'm only ever gonna present something that I know I can actually put in place. But the main thing is, back to this little magical concept, thingify every one of your offerings. And this is what we're talking about in terms of headlines. Give it a name. Make it a thing. Make it something tangible. In recent years, the trainings that I do, and it's not just the fact that the Work Smart Hypnosis podcast has been downloaded more than 100,000 times all around the world. It's a component of this. But it's where instead of doing what I do as a professional hypnosis training and certification course, no, it's Work Smart Hypnosis Live. I've turned it into a specific thing. It's a specific object. It seems like something you could pick up and hold. It's where there are certain brands in terms of other markets where there's a time in the world where they'd refer to the vacuum cleaner as the Hoover. Well, the Hoover was one specific brand. The moments where someone buys some sort of off-market MP3 player, they might still refer to it as their iPod. Where there's certain names, certain brands that fold themselves into what we do. You buy the Walmart brand of the zipper baggies and you still call them Ziploc baggies, even though that's the name of their brand. You get the tape that sticks to everything and can solve all the world's problems, and you still call it duct tape, even though it's not that specific brand of the duct tape. This is what we're getting at. There's a brief story of a friend of mine that I was coaching, and he was at a health fair, and he put up a little sign that said, free weight loss tips, sign up here. In the morning of that day, he had maybe three or four people opt in. Three more people put in their name on a clipboard. Very low tech, not the iPad system that I'm using. He calls me up over their lunch break. There's a sort of a presentation that's going on, and I chat with him for a few moments, and we crafted the 5-minute stress buster. It's a 5-minute MP3 recording you can listen to practically anytime, anywhere, and to leave the process with a technique that you can make use of on your own to squash cravings. By the end of the day, he had another 300 people sign up. The only difference was we changed the name. He was teaching the same information, which simply put, for the technician in the room who wants the feedback on that, take a deep breath as you close your eyes briefly, bring yourself to a positive place, take a finger and thumb, squeeze them together, something all of us could create. If you go to the Virginia Hypnosis website, there's a free resource, or not, excuse me, a paid resource now the way that I'm using it, called Take 10 to Relax. It's a stress relief self-hypnosis session. This is technically what's called a tripwire because I'm selling that. But I'm selling that for a very low dollar amount. It's only selling for 10 bucks. And the people who interact with that are getting that experience. But back to, again, this concept of show and tell. So step one, as you're going to make some sort of offer, as you're going to make some sort of thing out there to the people to respond to, I'll give you some of the examples that I've used over the years. For most of my classes, I offer the video test drive experience. Rather than saying, sign up here to learn more about my class. No, sign up for the video test drive experience. Another little phrase that I'd often use for anything stage hypnosis, sign up for the backstage tour to learn more about this program. And just that little bit of a nuance of giving it a name changes everything. Sign up for more information about smoking. Yay. Here are 7 steps towards successful smoking cessation. It's a specific thing. Here are the 3 things, which, by the way, if you want the dirty, rotten formula that I often use to do this, where do I get inspiration for headlines? Well, you could, and I'm just opening up my phone here, you could, the easiest classic advice for this sort of thing, what groups would often have some of the sexiest headlines out there? Think about when you're at the grocery store and you're checking out and there's Cosmo magazine. There's all these fitness magazines. There's all these health and wellness magazines. And it's where it's kind of, I love, there was a meme some time ago on the internet. 7, what was it called? It was the, trying to get the phrase right. It was 7 things you hate about clickbait. You won't believe number 3. Yeah. But there's a reason why that's still out there. The formula works. So it's where the concept in marketing is often referred to as a swipe file. Now, take note, I am not endorsing go off and completely rip someone off. Do not go out there and completely take someone else's content and claim it as your own. There's enough of that going on right now. There's dialogues of that that are passionate inside of the stage hypnosis industry, I'd be a little smart aleck and say that, yeah, the argument was better when Terry Stokes was making it. But again, it's back to that concept of you're ripping off his argument about ripping off, but it's where there's too much of that dialogue because it is a problem. But there's something to be said about model the format, look at the strategy inside of it and go, how do I make this work better? I have no interest in doing a motivational Monday series. And there's a lot of people, I think that's what Mark Savard calls his. I have no interest in doing the Testimonial Tuesday series. But if you've followed me at all, you won't be surprised that coming very soon, there's going to be Make It Rain Mondays. That Mondays, there's going to be, in addition to the ongoing podcast that comes out on Thursdays, on Mondays, there's going to be a series of just little short, tight videos, about 5 minutes or less, Make It Rain Mondays. That is slang for making a lot of money. Do not Google that. That usually means something different. But what I'm doing here, especially in this town, I brought my sound system in to the presentation the other day, and I'm like, what volume of level can I play this song by Fat Joe and Lil Wayne called Make It Rain? So you're hearing, Make It Rain, but you're not hearing On Dem Hoes. I have now loaded on my phone the BuzzFeed app. You're a step ahead of me. BuzzFeed is this amazing media source that a lot of what they do is not quite original to them, yet they're the ones who did it right. They're the ones who really made this stuff rock. That to look through BuzzFeed, I have not looked here right now. Now be careful because BuzzFeed also brings in a lot of news sources as well, and really practically any news site, whatever it might be. I've modeled headlines from, I go to all sources. I go to where things are working. I can go and play the political spectrum. I'll look on Huffington Post. I'll look on Fox News. I'll look on Breitbart. I'll look at all these different things because I'm looking at formulas. So yes, that means that I might sometimes find formulas and concepts that I don't want to model. Hurricane Harvey's threat remains. Maybe that doesn't need to be an email. But if I look through here, yeah, the Try Guys, yeah. Five questions about food, and we'll tell you, they do a lot of quizzes now on BuzzFeed. Five questions about food, and we'll tell you which of these superhero characters you are. Well, I have no interest in promoting Defenders, which is now airing on Netflix. We love Jessica Jones. We lost interest in Daredevil. But I have no interest in promoting that television show. But I can look at the format, five questions about food, and we'll tell you which character you are. Well, maybe I don't want to do a quiz, but let's begin to craft and twist that headline. Five questions most people have about stop smoking. Now we've got a headline. Now, take note, the content can form in many different concepts. It could be completely free on your website. And my main statement to you is everything you do is content. Whether it's what's on your business card, whether it's what's on your websites, what's on a flyer, what's whatever platform you're using, it's all content. So another one, seven cool facts about bras you probably didn't know. And let's use our remaining 20 minutes and read that word by word. No, seven cool facts about fill in the blank. Seven cool facts about your brain in public speaking you haven't yet considered. Learn more. And what's the difference is, I'll give you, this is not a workshop on video marketing, but let's throw in a bonus here because, oh yeah. There we go. Thingify everything. Make it into a headline. This very clearly is a video. Yeah, awesome graphic skills. See, because there's a play button. Woo. And let's imagine that that's me. And what am I going to do? You've seen the image, I'm sure, of the slightly chubby cat with sort of a weird expression on its face, and the caption on the image says, I can has cheeseburger. The concept of a meme, where it's some sort of image with big graphic text on top of it. This fits into the same concept of hypnotic headlines. With every video that we put up on my websites, we don't just stick it up there and let YouTube or whatever video hosting platform we're using to pick the screenshot. We actually go in, and this was a lesson learned the hard way. If it's a moment where the video is timed and I'm smiling and I'm talking and That's the freeze frame. That doesn't get a good click-through. If it's a freeze frame of the video, and I'm in the middle of saying a word and I'm making a stupid face because I'm in the middle of saying a word, highest click-through I've ever seen. Yeah. Yes, shit. So the experience, the experience where, again, it was the one that was not perfect, which I had to censor myself last night in a weird way. I grew up in a family where everybody was a wedding photographer. And I learned over the years that, you know, every event, the big cameras were out, and it's like the holidays, you're opening up a present. Oh, thank you. And I've got Richard Rumble in the audience taking pictures, and I'm going, I'm talking. Okay, he's there. I've got to work this side of the audience now. It's like, I've got to stop that. Talk, focus in the audience. But to go in that video, just that little nuance of the one that looked posed, the one that looked perfect, didn't get the reaction. The one where I'm kind of in the middle of saying a word and I've got a stupid expression on my face, highest click-through possible. Which, when I had a full-time video guy, it took way too much work to explain that. I had to say, stop making me look good. Make me look stupid. Make me in the middle of a word. Now, what we do is we take that screenshot and he goes into Photoshop and just puts that meme text on top of it. Which, by the way, there are meme generators that are completely free, that you can just load your image in, and that standard, I think it's the Impact font that's kind of the standard. We mix up the fonts to match the branding of all that we do, where we put the big text on there. So if you go to virginiahypnosis.com and go to the Stop Smoking tab, there's a big image of me holding the big glass jar filled to the brim with cigarettes and talking about the people who have thrown out cigarettes in my office, and there in big block letters, Stop Smoking jars, which, forgive me, but what the hell does that mean? Exactly. Because that's what gets the highest click-through on that video. It's the image of me in the jars, and I did the video just for the payoff moment of, yeah, and I know this jar looks like it's kind of empty. There's a reason why. Ka-chunk, this one was already full. And it's funny to watch some of the analytics on the video. That's the moment where they then take the action. But again, this fits into the same concept of a hypnotic headline. If I can give you one principle inside of email marketing, I heard some chatter going on about email marketing when I was setting up the camera and setting up for this presentation. Most people, again, back to the story when Michelle and I were back in college and just starting to get to know each other before I worked up the courage to, first of all, ask her if it would be okay to ask her out and then ask her out. It was silly, but it worked, damn it. But the experience of people in business trying to consummate the marriage before the first date. If you're in my systems, and as you fill out that iPad, you are, realize that in most of my emails, I'm only selling one thing. I'm selling the click. I'm selling that opportunity for you to go into that system and then click that thing to sign up for the webinar, to watch the video, to learn more about this, to read this article, to read this blog post. My email that I'm sending out is not going for the close. It's just that moment of, I quoted Bill Murray enough last night, let's go to the What About Bob movie. Baby steps, baby steps, baby steps. There's a concept that we need to bring into hypnosis to really understand things, which fits into the business side too. Compliance precedes suggestibility. They need to be in sync with you. They need to be in rapport with you. And they need to be following instructions. If you're trying to go for the arm is stiff and rigid, it's not going to bend, and you haven't even got them to follow through the just simple instructions, the action steps. As I do it, take the hand, squeeze it into a fist, extend that arm straight out in front of you so it's level with the floor. As I let go, let it float in position right there. If I haven't gotten those compliant steps in place, it's not going to become stiff and rigid, which, 15-second story, I'm working a high school years ago in the Virginia-North Carolina border, and this teacher took all these amazing photos and goes, we're going to put this one in the yearbook. And he sends me a photo of like 20 teenagers on stage, all like this. So ever since then, take the hand, squeeze it into a fist. This means something, but I'll take this over that. So be aware of the images. So again, this concept of giving it a title, making it a thing, the same as the email marketing, I'm selling you on the fact that you should click this video to watch it. And it's a simple task inside of your YouTube account that you've probably set up, which inside of all that I do, I teach a lot of this step-by-step navigation of how to do this. But on purpose, one of my favorite websites is a little thing called Let Me Google That For You, which is like the snarkiest thing you could send somebody. Years ago, a friend of mine on Facebook posts, "What is Kwanzaa?" And I posted the link, and I go, "Check this out." And it loads this little video player that shows typing in google.com. And the cursor moves down, and it typed in, "What is Kwanzaa?" And it typed the button to hit it, and then it shows you the search results. So it's where, like, little things like, how do I set up a YouTube account? Well, they're constantly changing their platform, so Google it, that'll show you how to do it. I had done inside of my program this whole step-by-step tutorial of how to launch your Facebook page, and then they changed it the next week. So what do you do when you're inside? That's what I share. But the little things about setting up a YouTube account, you can actually, once you've uploaded a video, it'll make three recommendations as to these three screenshots. I don't use any of them. We pull out one specific screenshot. We do this meme type thing on the video, which is a headline, because again, back to the email, I'm selling you to click to take the next step. The same way that I'm selling you to click this video and then move to the next phase. Yeah, question over here. Yeah, the question of what size do I create it, I create it for the size of the video. So we're really just ripping out a single still image. It's a moving picture machine because for most video, it's like 30 frames per minute, 30 frames per second, and it's just whatever software. And again, this is one of those moments where I have no idea how the hell this works, yet I work with people who do. And again, I've had many of my students, actually some people in this room, who've actually gone on and played the game of just go to Upwork and just find somebody and just go, "Hey, here's what I want." The favorite piece of outsourcing advice, make me one like this. Simple format of doing it. So these headlines, basically again, the formula is quite simple. I'm going to various sources and finding that mechanism, 17 awesome products from Amazon to put on your wish list. Now here's where this gets really awesome. The game is, you're going to create, as BuzzFeed has wonderfully perfected. They did not invent it, but they perfected this. It's not an article. It's not a list. It's a listicle. I think that's their term. And the concept becomes, what's the market that you want to target? Now, I'm a big fan of getting laser specific inside of what I do, where rather than just going after weight loss clients, what are the communities inside of weight loss that I want to go after? What are the communities inside of weight loss that I feel I connect really well with? Well, back in my teenage years, I was actually about 210 pounds. Nowadays, most of my adult life, I was around 150, 160. Nowadays, down around 130. And I know the exact mechanisms that I did. Now, my intention is not to say, let me just run people through the Jason Lynette program, because what I do is what works for me, and it's not necessarily a match for everybody. But inside of that, there are specific micro categories that I can go after. So here's an example of one that's currently running. There's a whole community, and I did this for about 2 years. It's no longer a match with the strength training that I'm doing now, but the concept of intermittent fasting, what's often referred to as the 16-8 pattern, where you typically would eat your first meal around lunchtime, you'd have your second meal around dinner time, and you're just eating a smaller window. There's all these wonderful health benefits that are associated with it, but really at its core, it's a life hack. You're eating in a smaller window of time, therefore, it's not the magic of the amount of time, it's the magic that you're now eating less and you're likely going to eat less throughout the day. It's still calories in, calories out into the day. Yet here's a specific category that is wonderfully not being served in so many ways. Because so many people would say, and it's more of a mental thing as someone who's done it for about 2 years before leaving it behind, I don't know if I can do that. Oh, I have to have this first thing in the morning, which there's considerations where that specific strategy might not be a match for everybody. But what am I getting at here? Here's a group of people that have a specific need, that if only there is this powerful resource of the mind to tap into their abilities and help them to reprogram themselves for success. If only. Oh, wait a minute, we're at a hypnosis convention. So, the listicle came into play. Fill out this form for a checklist of 5 strategies to simplify intermittent fasting. Now, the consideration here is that you need a little bit of content. Now, if you're going to be working with that market, chances are, in whatever market it is, whether you're working with people with, thank you, whether you're working with people with fibromyalgia, whether you're working with people who want to quit smoking, whether you're working with this specific population from the Middle East that wants to quit this one specific form of chewing tobacco that's mixed with like an aniseed type thing. We can get laser specific here. But what I'm going to do is basically create a system here of a headline. Five life hacks. There's a trending term. Five life hacks to make intermittent fasting easier. And inside of that, consider if I was going to write a hypnosis script, what are some of the things I would say to people about this goal? And don't fall prey to the idea that this only works for this example. By all means, use this specific example. Target those people. Go ahead, do it. But this works everywhere. What are five things I might say to that client for that specific goal inside of my session if I was to be someone to sit down and write a script? One of the common pieces of advice would be find something to do to keep yourself busy throughout the day. If you're only doing this certain days of the week, pick a day that you're going to be more productive in the morning so you're not sitting around miserable thinking about the fact that you're not eating. Option number two, there are certain things that actually have been found to suppress appetite. And low-intensity, steady-state exercise is a great example of that. Simply folding into your morning, walking would be a great example of that. And I'm starting to hit a point where I'm going, I need more content. I don't know if I have enough. But number three, okay, well, there's plenty of healthy, zero-calorie options that are perfectly appropriate, where that community has found an appropriate, you know, hot coffee in the morning, even decaf satisfies that appetite suppressant. As my children call them, fizzy waters. Some sort of soda water, seltzer water, even non-flavored. And I'm running out of ideas. Let's change the title. Here are four life hacks. The easy of doing it. Here are four life hacks. And the fourth one is change your mindset. And I'm seeing the nodding because you know where I'm going now. How can I make that easier for you? Well, as you learn strategies, it's the dance between show and tell. I'm telling you what you can do. As you learn strategies to improve your mindset towards these goals of becoming healthier, to now eat for the body you want rather than the one you've been living in for all this time, it becomes even easier to do this. And there's various modalities out there, such as hypnosis, that help people to rapidly change their belief systems, change their habits and behaviors, and take back control of your eating. And many people find, let's fold in some language patterns here. Many people find that as you work with a hypnotist one-to-one, you get that benefit of working with somebody who understands the goals of what you're wanting to achieve and can custom design that program for you. Here's the goal with content marketing. If you could leave our interaction better than you came into it, whether you buy from me or not, that's the goal. So it's where even as I do a webinar, if you don't sign up for the class at the end of it, if you don't sign up for the sessions at the end of it, my goal is for you to leave better off than you came in, whether you purchase from me or not. Make the world a better place, why not? Yet again, the question at the end of it, the core of it all is, how can I make that easier for you? You know, you could do this all yourself and reinvent the wheel. However, as we work together live and in person and custom design that service for you, and here comes that hard offer. Now, you got them into the system by way of a soft offer. Here are four life hacks to improve your intermittent fasting. And the hard offer came at the end of it, but notice the sequencing. It wasn't the moment of call me because I'm a hypnotist and I can help you eat less. No, I showed value. I built reciprocity. I built trust. I built proof. I proved I was a credible person because I was talking about the things that you want to address. And at the end of it, you're building that bond, building that connection. How can I make that easier for you? Call this number for your free phone consultation. But at its core, it comes back to that title and to simply model some other successful title. I've used movie titles. I've used song lyrics. Something that has some sort of catchy hook to it. And the way that I do it, it becomes this game that oftentimes, if it's too close to what it was before, I leave the project behind for a couple of days. And I come back into it fresh and figure out what it is. What I'd reference is if you look at some of the workshops at any convention, whether it's pre, post, whether it's the stuff inside, as you thingify the offering, it gets a much better response. So the option of, again, how do I make this sexy? How do I make this title something that grabs your attention and actually gets your focus? We've got a couple of moments before we wrap up. Are there any questions at this point? Which again, yes, question over here.
Not necessarily a question, but getting back to that business networking rotary talk, mm-hmm. one of the things I found years ago was that when I was doing the talk in that kind of situation, I most of the time would offer to write up the publicity for it.
Yeah.
And they always said yes, and they never changed anything I wrote.
Right.
So I could write things I can literally.
Yeah. Take note, the comment was, he would write up a press release for giving a talk. Though notice what's happening in this room right now. Camera's running. Why? Because I'm going to repurpose everything that I do for multiple purposes. I haven't asked them yet, but I'm going to ask if I can do the keynote as a podcast session in a couple of weeks. This is going to go into my Hypnotic Business Systems program. You could film that presentation that you gave at that group and now stick it on your website as some piece of content. And the more they interact with you, the more you're building that bond with those people, the more you're building that connection. Absolutely.
So every piece of content can have multiple.
Every piece of content can have multiple purposes. If you want a good example, the podcast that came out this week, 2 days ago, is a webinar that I ran 3 weeks ago. Because now we can expose it to a much bigger audience by doing it once again. Yeah, one more question,
Ryan.
So
you thingify basically everything that you do, then you just direct it to where it fits.
Thingify all that you do, and that's when it gets the best reaction. I can tell there's some more questions. I know we have to wrap up in a moment or two, and I'll be at my table the rest of most of today. Though again, I take delight in using these strategies, so as you watch this video, as I share it with you, you can unpack the exact strategies and use it for yourself. Because again, the question of how can I make that easier for you? Well, you could go off and craft a lot of this for yourself, but I mentioned the 7 steps for successful smoking cessation. That's actually a done-for-you marketing campaign that I give to the people in my community. The 6-figure business of seeing clients, the 6-figure business of teaching classes, the 6-figure business that I run of selling products online. I chronicle all that I do inside of a program called Hypnotic Business Systems, which I'll pass those around. It gives you the all-access Netflix for your hypnosis business pass to how I've done it, step-by-step tutorials. If you sign up for a 1-year pass to it, along with Hypnotic Workers, which is my hypnosis training library, we don't need any more scripts as hypnotists, we need transcripts. And in Hypnotic Workers, there are real client sessions from start to finish. And if you sign up for both of those at this event, you get a flash drive with all 50 gigabytes of content, more than 140 hours of stuff. Actually, all the podcasts are on here. More than 200 hours of content already downloaded for you. I'll pass these yellow papers around as well, which you can fill out on your own time, bring it to my table. I've only got about 17 of those flash drives left. I bought about 25 of them. But you've all been awesome. Any questions you have, come see me at my table. Just see me come floating around as well. And as I like to say, go out there, create your headlines, thingify your offerings, make it rain. Have fun today.